So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beck, along with my other co-host.
It's Jerry, bro. We about to move this Coach Nate pick. Hold on. All
right. Listen, I'm getting covered by Coach Nate, man. What we doing?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Ain't much, man. Ain't much. And then for another introduction, it's your boy Marcus. I didn't got to say it no more. The proof's in the pudding with the logo. You finally on it. There it is, all there in black and white. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. We live. We live. But yeah, man, everything been straight with y'all boys, man.
Yeah, you know, just watching a little bit of basketball. The Bucks got up 15 last time I saw.
I'm not well.
13.
Yeah, it's a cook game. It's over.
I'm not well.
It's gonna be okay, AB. Just make some changes next year.
I'm still not well.
Well, last week I was not on the show, man, so I kind of want to talk a little bit about the spring game.
Yeah, before we do that, though, explain to us why.
Personal reasons, man.
He don't got to explain nothing. He was low managing. It's personal reasons.
Low management.
Load management, really? So do we have to trade?
Load management so you can get 40. You can't trade the franchise.
You can't rush greatness.
You can't rush greatness, man.
We are officially shopping Jerry.
That's a lie.
All we're looking for is a fifth and a sixth round pick.
That's a lie.
Streets.
We get the Aaron Rodgers deal out of him, man. If we are going to trade him, which we are not.
No, we're not going to be able to do that. About a fifth round pick is all we're asking for.
Hey, you don't change your music producer. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Round pick. We ain't trading Jerry for nothing. We ain't trading for King Midas's gold or nothing, man.
Shout out to him.
He's a franchise. Matter of fact, see backs on the table.
They offer us a duffel bag of $10 million and another duffel bag full of gold. We not trading them.
No, we're gonna rob them of that duffel bag.
Right.
Pay Jerry.
Oh,
what we doing?
We.
You and me.
We ain't.
It's 2-1 right now, bro. It's 2-1, AB. Look, you outnumbered.
All I'm gonna say is we ain't robbing nobody. Marcus might be doing that, but I ain't got no parts of that.
That's not robbing anybody, but.
But in that scenario,
in which you laid out, that's a little tempting.
Technically, yeah.
So you're not throwing me up in that, but anyway, yeah.
So he,
of course, got to get his thoughts on the spring game before Marcus gets us all thrown in jail from the FBI. I don't know what he's got going on. FBI, if you're watching, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Don't listen.
I'm just here. But yeah, what's been going on with y'all? How y'all been today? You know, how day going, work situation, all that.
Well, man, life has been going, been busy, man. We saw a lot of patients today, so we got out late, real late. We had like an 8 to 6, but it wasn't horrible. Yeah, man, life's just been going, bro. Just been trying to manage it like Kawhi, you feel me?
Yeah, I wouldn't use that analogy considering what's going on with Kawhi right now. But I digress.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Nah, you know, life is life, and I'm very much a spoke on the wheel in the big bike of life.
Yeah, it gets tough, man. Also, I'm gonna share the since I have my app loaded, I might as well share tonight's stream with everybody so they can kind of get all of our takes here on this the spring game.
Yeah, for me, life has been life, but unfortunately today, we did lose a resident unexpectedly.
Oh man, my condolences.
It hurts me personally because number one, she was one of my favorites, but number two, her husband actually works security where I work, so I've known him since I started working there. So just seeing him and the family there was. That was very, very tough. Very, very tough. But they seem to be in good spirits right now, so just continue to keep them in your prayers. That's what I'm definitely going to do. But as you know, life has been life. But we are here because we are going to – we might have a guest come on with us. So waiting to hear back from him, but – we're going to get Jerry's thoughts on the spring game since he wasn't on the show last week. Yep. And We unfortunately, yeah, we'll have to recap this debacle of a series that the baseball
a debacle. Well, I didn't watch it, so I don't know how bad of a debacle it was. So you got that one, AB.
It was a, I'll say this, it was a 3-game sweep, and I will tell you right now, I am absolutely shocked that they only dropped one spot in the polls.
Yeah.
Did they get beat? Did they get blown out all 3 games? Or
we got blown out the first game. Second game, it wasn't really a blowout, but they never really had control. Well, really, second and third game, same way.
Again, wasn't, so the game wasn't that close, but it wasn't a complete blowout.
Yeah, it wasn't. The second and game, 2 and 3 weren't blowouts, but they were. Florida never really had much of a shot to win them. So
that's what cold game. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, and South Carolina show why they lead the nation as a team in home runs. I mean, Ethan Petrie, just a true freshman, but he is him. He is him.
Yeah, man, South Carolina, when they get the bats going, in any year where they have a competitive team, they're hard to stop.
Yeah, yeah. They only dropped one spot, and what's crazy is because teams ranked number 3, 4, and 5 all got swept this weekend.
Jeez. It's one of those weekends, man. You know,
dog days of the Florida season.
Yeah, exactly. Florida, Vanderbilt, and I believe East Carolina all got swept this weekend.
Well, the good thing is we'll see them again. We'll see them again.
I kind of hope we do.
Yeah.
Hope we do. We got to get our league back. But let's start with the spring game and get Jerry's thoughts on it since he wasn't on the show last week. Mm-hmm. We already know where he really was. He says personal reasons, but we all know he was in Atlanta at the game. So you're not fooling anybody.
Not even, man. Not even. Not even. I wish
the Hawks, the Celtics Hawks playoff game in Atlanta. You're not fooling anybody, man.
Neither, man. I wish I was, but I wasn't.
He was just there.
Busy.
Jerry, busy. What do y'all think?
Man, why you pocket watching this man? Man, let him cook and eat.
You see this, bro? You see this? It's crazy.
Y'all witnessing this?
This man crazy, bro. That's crazy.
I'm not pockets.
I just know.
But I want to start because I know y'all spoke on it last week. Do y'all have any questions for me about it? Because I can kind of go about it that way.
Oh yeah, I got a couple. So okay. Off the rip, offensively, what was the positives if there were any?
One positive, I guess I think Kearney, right? That's his name, Roger Kearney.
Roger Kearney.
Yeah, Roger Kearney.
I think, you know, while there were some difficulties there, the kid physically looks ready, which is a positive for me. He looks ready to be out there. He looks like he can get some snaps, hopefully early. Offensively, the running back room is probably nicer than it was last year, considering the fact I think Carroll – maybe a guy that can really come in and close the game with Montrell or ETN, depending on, you know, what's going on, the rotation, the rhythm. What I love the most, man, I think seeing the young wide receivers out there, Andy Jean and Adam Mizell is an absolute burner. We saw Jakeem Jackson tugging on him a lot because the guy can fly. I mean, he absolutely can fly.
Yeah, so. If he gets past you, gets on top of you, you got to pull him.
It's over. It's over. Also,
take your 15.
Yeah, we saw Marcus Burke perform a little bit. Khalil Jackson, who I told you, AB, he was going to have a little role a little bit, you know.
And real quick, I'm glad you brought up Marcus Burke because Jakeem Jackson was involved again in one of the best catches I've seen.
Yeah, Jakeem had a kind of rough game, bro. But, I mean, he was always in position. He just –
It's technique. It's all about getting it down and nailing it.
Yeah, you can tell he's a pure athlete, though. So
yeah,
wasn't too worried about that. But woo. We saw some Arliss Boardingham, who, you know, looks the part. Again, another one of those guys who looks the part. Hopefully gets PT and gets more comfortable out there. We'll see what he can do. From what I saw, soft hands. I like it. And offensive line, we really got a lot of work to do with our younger guys, but I do think they'll be okay come fall camp and, you know, come the start of the season against Utah.
Sure. So another thing is defensive line-wise, we talked about a lot of
– yeah.
Especially the defense tackle spot, there's going to be more bodies there and a little bit more improvement because
mm-hmm.
Jerron Dexter last year was fighting for his life.
Yeah.
Him and Dez – if that is your, like, straight-up number one, like, backup next to him or your number one option, it's not great because you have nothing else behind it. Right. I love him. And hopefully Chris McClellan with another year under his belt, like he's going to be much improved. And he was pretty good for a freshman last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Caleb Banks, who a guy that we had an eye on in the spring, who shows some things. What is it, AB?
We're pushing the agenda.
See, you see this? This
is he's the agenda pusher, man. That's what he does. That's what he does.
No, me and Mark.
For the camera.
We are pushing the Caleb Banks agenda. We have been on him since he got on campus.
Oh, for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
He got a free year in the weight room last year. So, you know.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And then it was some Louisville guys that said, that came out, was like, hey, Florida got the one with him because they felt like he should have played last year.
Yeah. Honestly, man, I think, because Mark is bringing up D-line, that was probably the group that I was most impressed with. I think seeing Dez go out there, he looked, in my opinion, I don't know if he, you know, to y'all, but he looked like he was in better shape, in my opinion. Looked like he was in a little bit better shape. Will Norman also held his ground. Pretty good deal. Tyreek Sapp was out there doing his thing. Second year in the own spring game, right? And the transfers were out there doing their thing. You know, we got some solid defensive line. I think we're going to be able to hold up. I think we're going to be able to rotate guys, probably about seven guys, eight guys, hopefully. Yeah, they look fine to me. TJ Searcy, I think that is a guy that down the road, we're going to be talking about him being a possible high draft pick. I mean, the upside is there.
TJ Searcy is a name, man. Like, he's been a guy that could possibly be a talented player down the road for a year or two now. But hopefully, if he don't keep improving, especially if we get the fall camp and whatnot,
yeah,
he might be able to do some things.
He looks good.
This is a rotational defensive lineman. It's how it's going to be.
Yeah, this is probably the deepest defensive line rotation we've had in, what, I'd say maybe 6 years?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, probably about 6 years. 2016, yeah.
It's going to be a matter of how many of them are going to actually play
and
play well, because the thing about depth that I've always subscribed to, depth is great until you actually have to use it consistently. So just keep developing these guys, and like the guys up front hold their bargain up and aren't fighting for their lives when these guys come in and out.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you got a question, man?
Yeah, I was going to ask about your thoughts on the linebacker room and just overall thoughts on quarterback play.
Oh, my God. I was getting the elephant out the room, man. Elephant in the room.
Well, I'm going to start with linebackers. I just want to say that Jaden Robinson looked great. He was flying around out there. I was very impressed with a lot of the guys. Deuce looked like he was playing pretty good ball. The front seven in general looked pretty good to me, so I'm not really worried about that.
They actually ran real blitzes and real blitz packages.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the funniest part, because it's a spring game. You don't really see that often.
Right, right. Shamar looks good. Shamar was flying around. He was everywhere. So I was pretty excited to see that. I like seeing
– a lot of calls on defense, by the way.
Huh?
He was making a lot of calls on defense, by the way, since Taraji Mitchell wasn't out there.
Do you remember we were talking about multiple linebackers and multiple players making the calls and being able to differentiate between what's going on? I think the communication for me, seeing that was very encouraging for me. I think our new DC, of course, is doing a heck of a job. He's one of the young, bright minds in the game, in my opinion. But just seeing how everybody was communicating from the safeties to the linebackers was very encouraging, man. I mean, they were doing a heck of a job. But also, you have to think, how basic was that offense for them to kind of understand, and you know what I'm saying? So it was a little bit of seeing what was actually going on there, but I was encouraged. I think Armstrong was great.
And Jacob told us last week that neither team really had much of each playbook.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can kind of take what you will from that. But with Armstrong, I saw some exotic blitzes that he cooked up. So
he's a baby version.
It's very telling his contract is what his contract situation is compared to what Tony's was, because he's getting paid big bucks for being a first-time defensive coordinator in this conference.
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is this. When he was hired by Bama to be the linebacker coach, they was expecting him to be DC next year.
But he was in the Nick Saban coaching tree, in the coaching tree class.
We got us one. He's extremely intelligent. His blitzes are, hey, bro.
He's young. He got attitude on him, obviously. He don't give a damn. He's going to call them blitzes by hook or by crook.
And the guys play for him. Like, you can tell that there was a sense of, we want to get down for this guy. You know what I'm saying? Not
the
to mention.
I think in the actual, like, concept of what he was trying to do, you could actually see it. It's not guys coming from, like, 15 yards away. These guys coming. It's these guys are coming out on this type of play, another type of play. These are my guys coming in and stay. Or it's gonna be some, it's gonna be simulated four-man rushes where, you know, it's gonna be a regular four-man rush that you'll see, but you don't know where it's gonna come from. Could come from the slot. Could come from two guys. Come from two A-gap blitzes.
It's not predictable.
Yeah, exactly. It could come from anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter what down it is. It's, you won't really know where to, because with Todd and, you know, the other guy that we had, I don't want to say his name.
That was getting exotic for exotic sake a lot of time.
He was literally RT. Left stick, sending a safety like we're in Madden. You know,
engage J every single engage J out of a terrible formation where you're not, you don't have the matchup at all, and all of a sudden, boom, 15 yards behind your head.
And it wasn't even engage eight; it was more like engage 10 because he sent the two corners as well.
Yeah, the linebackers stuck there looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Christ. So
it was engage eight that he made the audibles to send the corners.
Yeah, and all of a sudden we just saw Jamar Chase.
No, literally.
As soon as he gets up line, right here.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I was encouraged by the linebackers, just the front seven in general. Saw a lot of discipline there, and I'm excited to see our guy Boone. Unfortunately, we had a guy transfer who was one of my favorite players on the team, but wishing him the best.
Damn, that was a hell of a segue now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but one of who favorite players?
One of my favorite players, personally.
See, it's a personal preference. You know, it just be like that sometimes. But y'all want to get into it now that we kind of address? Oh, quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
She's trying so hard to be positive about it in some type of way.
Yeah, so what I did see was both of those guys, I thought they were going to be sitting ducks. I don't think that's the case. I think they both have some type of athleticism. I was a little bit encouraged by Jack Miller scrambling out of the pocket and finding Marcus Burke in the back of the end zone. Graham Mertz, he's a guy that's going, you know, I think he's a game manager for sure. Jack Miller again. There were certain plays like he almost threw one. Well, he did throw it directly to Jaden Robinson. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was like you can't.
That was a house call waiting to happen.
That was a house call.
That was a house call, room service, wake up call, everything in the book.
Yeah, and you could tell Jack Miller was a little bit more comfortable. But if there's one thing that's going to cause Jack Miller to lose the battle, it's his like absolutely just insane decision making. It sounds. It's like
and his arm's not the strongest in the world.
And his arm's not the strongest. And you got home run hitters at wide receiver now. You know what I'm saying?
There was one where the Burke, Aiden could have had, but the ball just floated in the air.
Yeah. He hit Xavier Henderson in the hands, and you know, well Xavier also.
Straight to the gulag. Man, Sauce, but where you been at, bro? Come on here anytime, man.
Hey, man, I would love for Sauce to come on and kind of give us some take. I know you got a lot to say, bro.
Matter of fact, Sauce, how the kids doing at school, man? I know you getting them kids right.
Hey, you know
it.
Not the kids.
Well, what were y'all's takes on the quarterbacks? I would like to know because I was trying to be positive throughout the whole entire, you know, game.
I'll say this about them.
That's what I gotta say.
Yeah.
If Grayson McCall is eligible somewhere, or if I can take the test for him and get up some of his NIL bag, I would do it, but it's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Who would y'all start?
God.
At this point, I would dig up the bones of John Reeves or something. I don't know.
It's spooky, man. It's spooky.
All right. Let's let Sauce say how the kid's doing.
Gosh. Oh,
again?
A second time?
Third time?
Man, tell the little kids to wash their hands and cover their mouth. What are we doing over here?
They're walking incubators, bro. Like, they are.
No, really.
We have told y'all what to do at the end of this each podcast every single day. Every single day. And man, y'all refuse to listen to us.
At this point, man, Sauce, you gotta just screenshot and screen record our end of every podcast and just play on a loop for them kids. That's your public health announcement.
Be nasty.
And Sauce, you gonna get us canceled.
Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is insane. But you know what, though? I'm not going to lie.
No, don't okay. lie.
No, I'm not going to lie. So, oh, like, while I'm watching the game, I'm like, dang, bro, like, didn't we have somebody else? I was like, oh, that, you know, he gone.
He's persona non grata. That ain't just he gone. He gone.
Yeah, man, he's not available. So I'm like, okay. So
gone, you had to tell all the children in the damn stadium that he's there.
He's an offender. So he
can still up and play.
Right, man. You know, so it's tough, man. Like
that man got to tell everybody in the neighborhood that he did what he did just so he can rent an apartment on campus somewhere.
All right, now we're just going too far.
Hey, man.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
I don't think he's going to get kicked.
Hey man, at least Luke had a Linsanity game in the spring game when he played here.
Oh, he did.
He had a Linsanity game against Kentucky too.
I will say this.
I mean, he was throwing pat and go in that Linsanity Kentucky game, to be fair.
I don't see us going to Utah and winning against them with the quarterback situation that we have. Unless we run the football at an incredibly efficient rate.
Like, the reason we won the last time is because we just had the big joker in the deck, which was AR.
Yeah, I mean, he took over that game. He was doing some crazy jump.
I think defense will be better, but they're an experienced team. You still have Rising back, but you never know.
That's another to add to the docket. Where do y'all think he gets drafted? Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll
I'm not going to try to predict that.
Why not? You're scared? You're afraid?
I could see him going anywhere from 1st to 32. Like, I don't know.
I don't even care about drafting until 24. I'm just going to sit and just laugh at whoever does something stupid or be like, oh, my God, they did something bold if someone, you know, trades up from, like,
I will say, 28th
to 3rd to get them or something.
I think the CJ Stroud overthinking is pretty hilarious now.
It's kind of nasty, honestly.
It's nasty, bro.
The Ohio State quarterbacks overthinking is crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But if I'm a kid going to Ohio State, I'm like, yes, you're gonna put up absolute numbers, but you're probably gonna get overthought in the draft process and go
every
like
single time
20th when you should go 3rd.
Yeah.
All I'm gonna say is at 26, I never thought about this, but at 26, if he's there, wouldn't mind Jahmyr Gibbs with the star on his helmet.
Drafting a running back in the first round when you have all these, and that's kind of crazy.
No. Think about this. Trying to get explosive on offense, right? Think about the ungodly things he and Tony Pollard could do to defenses.
They're the same player. That's kind of
they're the same exact player, bro. I don't think that's a good.
It's still redundant.
But the difference is, Gibbs is more of a three down back. He's proven it. He did it the 2 years at Georgia Tech, and then last year at Alabama.
I mean, every running back that comes out proving they're a third down, a three down back, they all start in college.
Pollard was,
yeah, right. Pollard.
Not
he wasn't a running back in college, though. He was more of a receiver because he had Gibson there.
Sauce still ain't told us which Del Rio. So, we waiting on that, too.
Honestly, it doesn't really matter because they're both
Well, Del Rio is not the other one. He went to Syracuse, started like two games, and got benched.
Ew.
Yeah.
So let that.
Y'all want to bring Nick Evers back? Hey man, what choice we got?
I'm here for the lagway. I'm here for the lagway.
Whenever he comes here, I will be ecstatic.
Man, get any quarterback that can throw down the field and make little mistakes. I'm down for anybody. I just want to see our offense be great. I don't care who it is, as long as they can ball. I don't care. No agendas here.
And he's talking about Carlos Del Rio Wilson. So
yeah, yeah.
Hey man, look, Sauce. We had to ask because you can't just throw Del Rio in the knowing we already had another one.
Hey, me and Sauce went to the UK Florida game in 2016. We saw a Del Rio masterclass, man.
All right, calm down.
I was out of town in the mountains in Tennessee that week.
Oh man,
When was this?
2016.
Remember when he threw that bomb to Callaway and he caught the ball and they were in all orange?
I do remember that.
Yep. It was NT's table with that crazy interception, and Quincy had a crazy interception that game. Yeah, that was.
Man, nice. I hate so much that T's wrong a four point whatever he ran.
Yeah,
this is Del Rio about 40 now.
He's coaching somewhere.
And speaking of 40, I think Jimmy has 41. Oh, 39. No, he has 40.
Oh shoot!
Who handed out eight?
Jimmy Butler masterclass, and is being wasted right now.
They're all gonna come back and win this game. I don't want to be that guy. But now that you know a certain someone has transferred, who do we see being the point return specialist?
He's not there yet.
No, my Trey.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, Jerry. If you hear somebody named Trey Wilson, that's Eugene Wilson III. He goes by Trey.
I mean, I think we can infer that though, but
good. Yeah, we want the show to hear that. So he goes by Trey. That's his nickname. So you're probably gonna hear that a lot.
Is kind of fire because you know how people have like the third or like the second, they all have like someone you get called Deuce or or something like that. Like, would you rather get called that or would you rather get called Eugene on TV?
I'm wrong with getting called Eugene.
And I ain't, but like Trey's sounds cold.
That Gene and Gene agenda would be crazy though.
It would.
Gene and Gene would be crazy.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of which, Andy Gene clothing line coming soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Hey, that guy moves different.
He just has it.
He has it. AB, let's go, bro. I'm excited, bro. What happened?
The effort is being put in now.
Let's go.
Why do you want Miami to win so bad, Jerry?
Alex and JD was good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. Alex Anzalone and Jared Davis that game.
Oh, my God, yes.
In 2016. Yeah. That they were...
But Anzalone is one of those players where, like, every time he got hurt, I would literally just say, give him my hamstring.
No, he was just. So,
still is in the NFL, but, like, please stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's with the Giants now, isn't he?
Oh, that was the Lions.
Jared is.
Yeah, Jared Davis is with the Giants. I think.
I think he's with the Saints.
Yeah, Anzalone.
Detroit.
He's still with Detroit. Yeah. He's in Detroit. And I think Jared Davis went to the Giants. So he's an op now, of course.
Yeah. I want to ask y'all real quick, though. So you know how like everybody's like, oh, Napier didn't show this, he didn't show that about the offense. What percentage of the playbook do y'all feel like he showed in the spring game? Because he obviously, if he was trying to, he didn't show anything.
Maybe 5%. 15 at the absolute
Earn 5%, by the way.
We did see a sweep though, right? We saw a sweep with Khalil.
I don't know if it was a sweep.
Or was that just motion?
I think it was just motion.
Yeah, it was just a regular motion. It wasn't crazy.
Yeah, I think it was just regular motion, but you did say Khalil Jackson.
I'm telling you, bro. It's tie ball game?
No, not yet. Now this.
They took a point off.
Stop, bro. Hey, if y'all watching this, we watching the Heat game live.
And we just got the lead. Playoff Jimmy.
Let's go, AB.
Lit in the Kaseya Center right now.
Let's go, AB. I'm excited, bro. I'm pulling for y'all heavy.
It's a late arriving crowd. Hey, it's Miami. It's a lot to do that. It's a lot of traffic. But when they get there by the fourth quarter, and if it's a close game like this now, in the fourth quarter, yeah, it is, and they go on like this, it's lit.
Jimmy Ball is going to be the best and worst thing that happens to this franchise right now because they're not going to blow this shit up.
Well, look, some of the players do have to go. I will say that. But for right now, continue to do what you're doing. Get yourselves going. Contribute until the offseason when half of y'all going to get shipped off. Some of y'all might have to learn. A couple of y'all might have to learn Chinese. But, you know.
Hey, let's go. Playoff Jimmy, bro. We lit. I'm rooting for y'all heavy. But anyways, we'll get back to it.
Another one I have for you, though. Yeah. What is one thing from this spring game that you can take from it? What is one thing that you want to see these guys work on into the summer going into the fall camp? One, like, thing that you notice during the spring game that they can definitely work on?
Pass pro.
Pass pro. I agree.
Pass pro.
100%.
Offensive line needs to be connected. And you know,
in fairness, though, they had two starters out. Michael Mazzucca was not out there, and Kingsley Gwakin was not out there either.
Yeah, but like a guy like Richie, you know, who I love, Richie Leonard, but you got to be a leader, be vocal. I want to see more vocal guys on the offensive line because they're going to be the key to our success this year. No doubt about it. They have to be strong for us to win games.
They do.
Top to bottom, whole room.
But I think you're going to see Mazzucca and Iguakin take more of that role because they're the veteran guys. You know, they've been through it. Iguakin's been there, what, 3-4 years now?
Oh, he's a seasoned vet.
Yeah. And Mazzucca was what, a 2-year starter at Baylor or a 3-year starter at Baylor?
I'm going to say two.
Yeah, he was a 2 or 3 year starter at Baylor. So, you know.
What happened, bro?
Giannis getting an and one, but you're gonna see more those guys take more of that leadership role.
Yeah, and that's what it should be
on pass pro because
even
though those two guys were out, that offensive line was confused. It's all about them.
They were
what hit them.
And one last thing. I hate to point out a single individual, but this guy, Caleb Douglas, has so much potential. He can be an excellent wide receiver, but he got to get a little bit – he got to stay in the weight room. He got to get a little bit stronger. Got to. It's an assessment.
Jugs machine.
I was going to say jugs machine, but also, you know that drill that they used to make running backs go through where you go through the thing where you're holding the ball or – you run through a line and everybody's just slapping at the ball.
Ball security.
He's got to work on ball security.
It's a necessity. Because he's a very good route runner.
Because he made a great play, but that great play was marred by the fumble.
Yes. So,
like, and think about it, that was a real game. That situation happens and that changes the game.
Bro, Miami's cooking, bro. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
These two teams are going back and forth right now.
Y'all don't understand what we're seeing right now. Oh, he traveled.
And they did not call it.
Bro, I hate it, bro. I hate that.
And then we just turn the ball over.
Huh?
And then we just turn the ball over.
Oh, damn. What the hell was that?
But, yeah.
Yeah,
they were guys out. Talking about this, sauce. Yeah, they didn't use the full starting off.
Which is like a very big reason why I'm heavy on it. It's great until you have to actually use depth because O-line depth is usually not great no matter where you are.
Yeah.
In any program, it's usually not great.
Yeah, the discrepancy between the starters and the backups is like.
It's night and day.
Yeah, it's night and day.
Yeah, and so once they get the full unit back, I want to see what this line looks like. Because I feel like, as Jerry said, they're going to have to be the strength of our team on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, we know defensively on the defensive line is definitely the strength of our team. But I'm looking at this offensive line. They can just be competent. Be competent. That's all we ask. Be competent and
don't suck, please. Please don't suck.
We got the back. We got the backs to carry us to some wins. You know
these quarterbacks at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially.
Quarterbacks, please on them, boys.
Please don't suck, quarterbacks. Please. We beg of you.
Just don't turn the ball over. If you have 8 touchdowns this season passing and 0 interceptions, I will be happy.
What in 1986 is that?
I agree with this, too.
But yeah, we need something
in the tight end room, especially since Keon Zipper is going to be out. Arles Bordenham is the guy that I'm looking at. I think he can be a guy that steps up. We know Dante Sanders. We know what he can do.
And Tony Livingston.
If he gets
do we know what Dante Sanders can do?
Well, he was.
He can block somewhat.
Somewhat serviceable. Now, can he improve on that? I hope he does. But, I mean, he's a veteran. He was the starter last year. So, if he's able to make some plays for us, then we're going to need all that.
Sure.
So, I mean, looking at the whole – Jonathan Odom as well. He had to come in and play when guys went down. He showed what he can do. He had a couple of touchdown catches. He had one against Florida State. I was at that game. He ran a great route. He got open. Jimmy Butler is cooking.
Bro, what he did? Hit a three?
Hit a three. Has 49 points. Did I not?
Let's go.
How far ahead are you, AB? Jesus.
Yeah, mine's a little bit ahead of y'all, but did I not call
it? It's not about, I don't think it's about much, though, but it is ahead.
Yeah, both of our TVs are ahead of Jerry's.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Oh, my God, everybody in the series aren't they?
52 points.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
And he going down the court saying this, my shit. Oh, did they call it a two? So he has 51.
No.
But he has 51.
Bro, Jimmy, bro!
Jimmy, what the fuck is happening?
Jimmy, what's happening? Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler is happening right now.
He's out of his mind right now. He is out of his mind. Like, this is why you bring him out. This is why you want him on your team right here.
Oh, my God.
Moment.
Please tell me it's a three, though. Are they going?
I think they're right now.
God, please let it be a three.
If it's a three, then that would make it, of course, 113. But, wait, Sauce, who are you saying is slow? I think he's talking about either Sanders or Odom. And I want to say more Odom. Now, Odom is more of a blocking tight end, but he showed he can be a receiver. But he's more of a blocking tight end. But, you know, I want to see versatility from that room. Like I said, Arles Bordenham is a guy that I think if he gets out there is going to be a problem. Because of his size, he's fast. He's pretty fast for linebackers. And then you put a DB on him, he's too big for him. He's, what, 6'4", 6'5", 245, 250 pounds. Like, he said both, but Odom. Yeah, he's talking about both Odom and Sanders, but Odom. But
Odom showed flashes last year, you know?
He did, but a guy like Bordenham, that's a guy that you want out there. He's a red zone threat, and I think that's where he's going to be used mostly. You know, we get to the 4-yard line, he's one of the guys you're going to throw out there. Get the ball to him, let him go up there and get it.
My hope is that he can be a I don't want to say he's going to be this guy because that guy's a legend, but somewhat like a Cornelius Ingram type guy. Hopefully, that would be ideal.
Right. So.
What happened, bro?
Missed the layoff foul call. But, Cornelius Ingram is a legend. By the way, we're hoping to get him on the show soon, too, by the way, for y'all.
Shouts out to former the Swamp Inside for Athletics alone. Ben Troop, who I saw at Target randomly.
Man, Brandon.
Yeah, watching, bro.
Yeah, his good foot scene. Was on the line. His foot was on the line, by the way. But yeah, he saw Ben Troop at Target. There's just random day going shopping at Target. Hey, there's Ben Troop.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Hey, that is very crazy. And Cornelius Ingram is a guy that when you watched him at Florida, he was just all over the place. Just always there when you needed him. Always found a way to be open. So if our tight end room can get a guy, Drew Holiday fouled out. If you can get a guy like a Bordenham or a Sanders, a guy that can get open consistently, just having a threat, a receiving threat in that tight end room can change this offense entirely.
Heck, bare minimum be C-Lou or Goolsby. I'll take it.
Man, they was cooking when they was there.
It was cooking, man.
But Yeah, I mean, because we barely used the Titans last year, you saw how it was. But when we did use them against Tennessee, Zipper, hey.
And then even in the FSU game, and we used them pretty, I mean, it was solid.
We had five wide receivers out there kind of play. So.
Yeah.
Like, someone was literally playing wide receiver. So, my heart is racing.
Right AB, now. Bro.
We saw y'all. We got the heat gang on. We on
top.
My heart is racing right now. But, don't tell me we turned the ball. But, oh, no, they called a foul. But, yeah, let's go ahead. Y'all got any final thoughts on the spring game before we move on to the debacle of baseball?
Nah, yeah, baseball. I ain't watching shit.
Well, we got his thoughts on it. But Marcus, I will say, oh, he's got 53 points, a new franchise playoff record. Marcus, be glad you didn't watch this series because it was
no bueno.
No bueno.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was had a lot. I had to be the funeral and just a lot. So
condolences, man. Condolences. Yeah,
thank you, bro.
Yeah. Man, I will say this. In game one on Thursday night, it was 3-3 when Brandon Sproat was taken out the game. 3-3. And Marcus, it happened once again. Yet again. This is another example of what we've been saying on this podcast.
The bullpen shut
it down. I'm out of here.
This bullpen absolutely imploded.
Of course, this is what we be talking about. Like we can hit with anybody, bro. But like, if the bullpen cannot hold us down, we're not going to win the championship this year.
Now, it didn't help that Brandon Neely was unjustly suspended for four games, so he missed this entire series. So that is a huge part of your bullpen because he's the closer. That's a huge part of your bullpen that you're missing. So you can't really – I mean, the guys you're throwing out there is like they've struggled all year. We've known this. But it's just the way it happened. It was eerily similar to the Georgia game the previous Friday. The only difference was we actually held the lead that game, and then they imploded. But this one was a tie game, and – they gave up, what, 9 runs in one inning because they just couldn't get – they couldn't hit the strike zone. They couldn't throw strikes.
Do you think it's more so – like, are we just not getting a fair zone? Or do you feel like it's more so just inconsistency with the pitching?
It's a little bit of that because, like I said, that Tennessee series was – the strike zone that series was shambolic, especially right. In the game. But it's also – inconsistency and just not confident, really. Just not confident at all.
Hey, bro.
They're not, you can tell with some guys, they're just not pitching with confidence. Like Blake Purnell, this guy was a freshman All-American last year. And just to see the way he's pitched this year, you can literally tell he's not pitching with confidence. Like, none of these guys are, really. None of these guys are. And it's sad to see it because we know how talented they are. They are very talented. Like, you're at the University of Florida for a reason.
Yeah, clearly, you can't be there just, I mean.
You were that guy in high school, good enough to go to a Florida, go to a Vanderbilt, go to a school like that. So, it's not that you don't have the talent because you do. It's just... it's confidence. I feel like once they see that they're getting strikes, they're getting swings and misses, they're getting these strikeouts, or they're getting these groundouts, then that's when they pitch with confidence. We saw it against Georgia, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, where in games 2 and 3, the bullpen was absolutely incredible. After that first game, the second game, they got strikeouts, they got groundouts, they just got outs, and they hit their locations on pitches and got strikes. He started pitching with confidence, so it's more mental than physical for me.
Yeah, you know, I think the same thing, man. But you know, as a young guy going through that adversity, you would hope that it builds character so they can kind of, you know, get over that hump at some point. Because if it wasn't happening now, when would it happen?
I will say this, though. You know what I'm kind of hoping?
What's that?
remember in 2017 where as one point Florida was one of the worst hitting, they were the worst hitting team in the SEC, and it was like the second to last conference SEC series of the season, and all of a sudden some just clicked.
They got hot
and started hitting the ball, and it helped lead them to a national championship. Now, granted, they had Alex Fiedo, Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar as your starters. Yeah. Where basically in game two against LSU in the championship series, yeah, let's throw Alex Fiedo out there to close this game out. You ready to do that? I'm hoping with this bullpen, something like that happens where all of a sudden it just clicks and they just start gaining confidence. Then every time they go out there, they're able to shut the door on teams and we're able to trust them again.
Yeah, it would be ideal, man. That's like the whole
with anybody.
Yeah, but only time will tell, man. But I'm confident in our hitting ability. It's just it can only take you so far if you don't have consistent bullpen. So
I will say this though. Jack Caglione or Jack Tani right now is the Golden Spikes Award leader. He is the Golden Spikes Award. The man leads the nation homers. I think he hit two more this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think he's up to 22 or 23 now. And the single season record, I believe, is 25 by Matt LaPorta. He is going to shatter that record, people.
Matt LaPorta, a legend.
I'm just hoping he is an absolute legend. I'm just hoping he gets the 30. I'm hoping he gets the 30.
Yeah, let's hope, man. Let's hope.
By the way, a certain somebody says send the link.
Oh. She also, I believe she also watched the Little Spring Game. We were actually hanging out when the Spring Game was on, and I was eating a burger. This is random, but I was eating a burger, and I told her, I was like, we got to pray for the Gators.
Oh, God.
We got to pray.
I will send her the link because I want to get her thoughts on this team. So I will do that. Go back.
I want to ask y'all as well, man. So I hate to kind of go back into this zone of like, oh, AR underproduced or underperformed. But do you feel like, because as I was watching that game and watching the quarterbacks, I kind of felt like you could see where Anthony kind of made a difference with his athleticism in certain plays. Like, him rolling out was always dangerous. It was always – there was always a threat there. You know what I'm saying? And with these guys, if nobody's open downfield, you're kind of like the play is dead. You feel right. What I'm saying? So did y'all feel like a sense of like, oh, damn, you don't have that running threat, you know, the home run ability, the deep ball threat? Did y'all kind of like
peep that? Yes.
Like from the receiver position?
No, like
– or from the quarterback position?
Quarterback position.
Yeah, I don't think we had – They tried to take some shots, but yeah,
it's not there,
they
bro.
They don't have the arm.
It's not there.
Not many people can have the arm he has, but they don't have it.
Damn, I was gonna say, how many people really have his arm?
It was crazy. I'm like, damn, bro, this kid really had a cannon. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was making plays, bro. Like, for real. I mean,
Jimmy out there looking like me, my player on 2K. That's what he looked like. By the way, Jerry, you'll be happy to hear this. I 60 balled the Knicks on that. I 60 balled them.
By the way, I would love seeing a New York Knicks Miami Heat.
Oh my God.
Am I?
I just love that.
I would love seeing that.
If the Heat backdoor went back to the conference final, I'm gonna laugh.
I would love it. It would be just absolutely hilarious.
Bro, Milwaukee, y'all got some things y'all might want, y'all have to do. Yikes.
Oh, shoot. Giannis Stone is back again, bro. At the last play of the game. Oh,
man. Giannis, man.
Back is cooked.
The Milwaukee Bucks are extremely fortunate that man plays on is on this roster.
I'm telling you.
This team is not good, Vale.
No, bro. That's what I'm saying.
It's not good.
They are not good. Like, they aren't good outside of this, man.
They're a borderline lottery team.
They literally, if you look at it from top to bottom, bro, straight up, Connaughton Middleton is past his prime. He is post-prime Middleton right now.
Oh, he's fine, yes. You can tell.
Well, injury sort of did that. 56 points.
Yeah, but then he's like 30-something. He's past his prime. He was never the most athletic guy to begin with.
No, no.
But this roster is not athletic at all outside of the
honest. It's not. That's why I was saying, bro. Like they literally don't want to see Boston.
That's why I thought Boston was the best team in the East anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to see Boston in a 7-game series because it's too much athleticism. Yeah,
the honest would have carried them to at least 2 games, but they would do some bad things.
It's a bad matchup, you know what I'm saying? So
bad.
And you can even see with the Heat, bro. The Heat have guys that can move around a bit, and it's
like the Heat aren't particularly good, but they have Jimmy Butler who turns into 90 fucking 6 MJ in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they have just enough shooting that they can go crazy a game or two, maybe. You know, like 27th in shooting. Imagine a Heat versus Knicks playoff series is hilarious.
I need it.
Knicks a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. But Jimmy Butler's probably going to win that series just by himself.
He is.
But that team, but the roster, Knicks are a better roster overall. But.
Do you think Miami blows his lead, bro? You think they blow this 3-1 lead?
No.
Hey. I don't think so. No, AB, let's go, bro. I'm dapping you up via virtual, bro. Let's go.
Virtual dap.
Let's go, bro. I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. Like, fact, I really am, bro.
Hey, man, fuck it. Hey, matter of fact, we give him the first 5 minutes of the show tomorrow.
But AB,
actually, matter of fact, the first 8 or 9, maybe even 10. We'll negotiate as we go along. We give him all the time in the world.
I'm going to pull a Roy Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot. This is mostly the same team that went to the conference finals last year. They still get from the same place.
It's not, bro.
I said most, not all of them.
Because y'all broke up. Y'all are injured. Y'all are an anomaly.
But
they very much are an 8 seed, but
I will say, I'm going to say what Marcus always says.
If there's ever an 8 seed to beat Giannis, it's a Jimmy Butler-led 8 seed. That's what I'll say.
I'm going to say what Marcus always says, though. Yeah, they're an 8 seed, but they just won't die.
They won't. And then
they refuse to die.
We know.
What are you talking about right here? This is the culture. This is what we mean.
AB, I think when we were on IE, was it last week or week before? I was like, look, I know it seems like the Heat have no chance, but Spo is far and beyond a better coach, in my opinion. But that's just me.
Like we had said a little bit earlier, the Bucks roster isn't that far much better than Miami's outside of if you take both the best players out.
Yep.
They're both bad.
Yeah,
but Jimmy Butler's a great playoff player.
Yeah, we've seen playoff Jimmy numerous times. We've seen it in Chicago. We're seeing it even more. We saw it in Philly. We're seeing it even more now in Miami. It's just the perfect marriage. I will agree with this for this series. For this series, if we win this series and we get the Knicks the next series, though, small ball got to come back.
Yeah, you can do small. You can do small ball.
You have to, because all you have to do is look at the Cavs series. They're trying to play two bigs and it's not working. They're getting killed.
They had no spacing, but also like Mitchell Robinson's been the best big in that series and it hasn't been close.
8-5-0, stand up.
What's funny is I think it's hilarious how we were all pretty much wrong about. The Cavs Knicks series.
He's not.
I've been saying he's not a 5.
Yeah, he's not. But if Mitchell Robinson is a free agent this summer, I'd take him, put him next to Bam.
Hey, but by the way, kind of speaking on size, I'm gonna kind of get back to the Gators talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Our basketball team is looking like they're gonna be one of the biggest teams in America.
Let's get into that because We didn't really talk about this because we're done with the baseball season. We just hope they get back on track this weekend. They play. I'll look it up, but I forgot who they play. But they should be back home this weekend, and hopefully they get back on track. But the basketball team, they have 6 guys that are 6'8" or taller on their roster now, including all the transfers. With the tallest being Micah Hanlogden, being 7'1". I think they said it's the first 7-footer they've had on the roster since, I want to say, 2008 or 2009. I forgot who it was. But they haven't had a 7-footer since then.
Have we had a center over 6'10"?
I don't think so.
No, we had Gorgeous Gok. He was 7 feet, right?
No, he wasn't. He was like 6'9", 6'10". The one was John Okunu. He was 6'10".
He was 6'11".
He was 6'10", but he was big and broad. So like,
yeah, he was 6'10".
Dang, who's that 7 footer we had?
He looked like a 7 footer because he was big and broad, but he was 6'10".
Who's the last 7 footer we had?
I would say Joakim Noah.
Was he 7 feet?
It wasn't Mo Spates.
No.
Anyway, shout out to Mo Spates. He got an assistant coaching job at Georgia Southern. So, Jerry. Oh,
shout out.
Guess what? Make the drive over there and go to a game.
No.
Why not?
That's my op, bro. What are you talking about? I'm an FA, bro. I'm FAU all the way. Georgia Southern's an op.
If FAU goes there to play them, you can pull up to the game.
No, bro. That's just I'm not gonna say anything.
That way when FAU wins, you can troll the fans over there. Not Mo Spates, though. Can't troll him.
I ain't trolling nobody in States, bro. I'm going home.
Is it? Never mind. Say no more.
Nope.
don't you think about
them towns?
No, sir, bro. You don't want to go to States, bro, and troll nothing if you
no, do not go to States, bro, man. Don't do it.
Is it one of them towns?
It's one of them towns.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Jerry, you got lost in one of them towns.
Bro, scariest moment of my life. Scariest moment of my life. Never again, dog.
Hey, half of Georgia's one of those towns. Like, let's be real.
By the way, y'all, you know what's really funny? Me and Marcus told him not to go that way.
Of course, Jerry.
See, this is what. All right, so I don't know if y'all use Waze and y'all listening to this pod right now. It will take you to the depths of hell to get to your destination.
That's why I stopped using Waze for that reason.
It's like, what in the world?
But one thing I will give them credit for, they will tell you when the cops pulling up,
and they will get you out of traffic. They will get you out of traffic, bro.
Every single time,
they're gonna get you out of traffic, all right.
No, they're gonna have. Y'all ever seen the movie called Wrong Turn?
Unfortunately, I did.
That's a way to take you, bro. You be in West Virginia trying to get there.
Speaking of that movie, why y'all did Emmanuel shrieking like that in that movie? Come on, man. Like, that was messed up. I'm sorry. That was messed up.
Is he black?
She
black?
She's Canadian. But, like, it was the way they did that. She's hiding in the tree, and all of a sudden, dude, how do it in the tree? And he was just on the ground. How you get up there?
Chris.
And that fast.
Anyways, you're going off the rails about horror movies. I can get into horror movies, but
all right, what else we got to talk about?
A horror movie, which is our guard play.
Marcus.
No, it's not that horrible. It's actually.
I mean, it's both. Same thing.
Well, guard play will be much improved because I love the addition of Walter Clayton Jr. If y'all did not watch this kid at Iona, this is a dude that is not scared to take the big shot. He's a combo guard, but he's run the point, so he's more of a point guard. But don't get it twisted. He can shoot. He can really shoot. Now I'm not sure if we're gonna land Tyler Perry. Yeah, I'm not sure if we're gonna land Tyler Perry. I think he's trending towards Kansas State right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if he commits to them. He set a commitment date of May 2nd, but right now I would say Kansas State leads for him.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but there. Blue Kane recently took an official visit. That is a guy I want. And y'all heard my take on the last week. Jerry, you did not hear my take.
What was the take?
My comparison for Blue Kane is Tyler Hero.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible because if you look, the only difference is Tyler Hero is more of a ball handler, but the way they create their own shots, the way they're able to create space and create for their own selves, is very eerily similar.
Hey, I'll take it.
If he can shoot like that, I need that on my roster.
We haven't had an elite shooter in a while, like an elite shooter. You know what I'm saying? So,
not since Igor Kolachov.
He was streaky,
but when
he was on,
when he got going. Or Kevon Allen was a little streaky, but same
Mike
thing.
Frazier. Mike Frazier is the last true sniper we had, bro.
Oh my god, Michael Frazier. Oh.
That man was a sniper.
Yo, game five is on NBA TV, by the way.
What? The Heat Bucks? Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, 9:30 and then game five of Warriors and
Kings on TNT. To be honest, I think it's a blessing in disguise for, like, Milwaukee if they do go out early. Because
I don't think it's a disguise. It's a huge blessing. That roster is not good.
And I don't think Giannis is good. I don't think he's, like, healthy.
He's not, but I'll go a step further because you touched on it earlier. And we'll get into it tomorrow more. But yeah. He's being exposed coaching-wise.
We've been new might be a great coach.
But if people didn't know, they are thoroughly seeing it now. And by the way, Jerry, check on Austin.
Shit, in the playoffs, he damn sure is. Because good Lord.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a cool, like, 20-21 game score in the regular season. Gets to the playoffs, turns into 96 Jordan.
Every single time. It's insane.
Dylan Brooks, I don't know why you thought the pass is going to work, my boy.
But we pretty much discussed most of the things we wanted to talk about tonight. I think this is honestly a shorter pod because we're supposed to get our guy on tonight, but it looks like he might be busy. So
yeah, I think he is because he's covered. I mean, the Marlins and the Braves played, by the way. That might be the reason why he didn't come on because for the A.
Yeah,
nothing shut out, and Spencer Strider was. He was him tonight, Marcus.
Look at the Braves getting all these guys on team-friendly deals. They're absolute studs.
Well, considering the fact that he's a second-year player now in the majors, yeah, it's a team-friendly deal.
Case in point.
Oh, one more thing before we get off here I wanted to bring up, because I think we kind of forgot to go in depth about the portal itself. So we got Xavier Henderson entering the portal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Bye-bye.
Xavier's gone. Powell, Antoine Powell, Ryland.
That's a little cloudy. We can't really talk too much on it.
Yeah. So,
but
is there anybody else on?
Go ahead.
Is there anybody else on Portal Watch that you know of? Or who are some people that what is the position group that we should watch out for, rather?
I would still say wide receiver because there's one Jesus more. Christ. There's one more I'm looking at that could possibly hit the portal. And I'll just reveal his number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if he hits the portal.
You must be about to make something shaking recruiting with wide receiver room.
I mean, it's kind of what it's
out. That's one of the positions they're looking at, the ad from the portal.
Yeah.
Sauce is making a prediction on Xavier Henderson.
Probably. I think I heard a little bit about that.
Yeah, going back home, yeah, I get it.
The other team I'm looking at, though, is Louisville. I'm looking at Louisville and I'm looking at Miami. Like, Louisville is a team that I'm literally watching because of an off-the-field staffer that's there that used to be at Florida that helped bring him to Florida.
Oh.
So that's that connection. But I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to Miami, but if he goes there, are you really upgrading your life?
Not
particularly. I mean,
I would like to say to Xavier, thank you for your efforts. Thank you for your efforts.
I'll say this. It'll be him.
I was watching job position.
They're looking to add an offensive lineman or two as well. An edge rusher, linebacker, I believe. No, a safety. There's some positions that they're looking to add to the roster. Because, I mean, you're going to have natural. You're going to have guys leave. So, guys, you got to replace them, right? And with this portal open, you know, guys are going to hit the portal. And so, there was one guy that hit the portal from Texas that I was looking at wide receiver, but he committed to Oklahoma.
That's wild.
That is going to be a weird year next year. They're going to be dead.
Anthony Davis is a foul trouble already, by the way.
The Uber driver. Uber driver.
That's crazy.
From what I saw, Jordan Castile.
He looks like he'll be somebody.
That's him, bro.
Castile, man. And the fact that he played corner in high school shows that he's not stiff. He's one of those safeties that's not stiff. No, like, you throw him at corner.
All this positional versatility DB things got me excited about the draft on Thursday.
Oh, I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
All right, guys. One dude I really want badly. I want badly for the Jags 24.
Who is it?
Brian Branch.
That would be perfect.
That would be a great pick.
That would be perfect.
And I've seen him mock there, so I would love that pick for you. But what? Do you trust Trent Baalke, though, is the question.
I mean, from what I know, what I can say, that it's between, like, three guys. If everything, like, falls correctly, it's between three guys, and he's one of them, like, top of the list.
That would be good.
One of them we know very well, also.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah, I was about to say, Torrance is a guy. Bro, y'all, I think that would be great as well.
Before he gets to Jacksonville, though. I think he's going to be gone. I think a team like Pittsburgh or Washington is going to take him.
If he goes to Pittsburgh, God bless, he's going to have a Hall of Fame career. Because they do offensive linemen like nobody's business.
That's true, but you honestly want to know who I hope Pittsburgh picks?
Who that?
Here's a hint. His daddy is a stalwart.
Joey Porter Jr.?
Yeah, I want to see that. I really do want to see that.
I'd actually love that a lot.
Like, I want to see that so bad because, I mean, you got the whole like father like son thing, and this for me personally, because I'm showing my age here. I am old.
We saw Joey Porter too. Like he retired. Like
we saw Joey Porter play for the Steelers. Wouldn't it be great to see his son play for them too?
I mean, guys, that is he's a damn good prospect. If he gets there, then that's foul money. If you're Pittsburgh,
yeah, I want to see that, but let's. I know we said we wouldn't really do it, but let's make a prediction. Mm-hmm. Who gets Anthony Richardson? And another question added to this. How far, like, what's the lowest you think he would get drafted? Because me personally, I say five.
To me personally, I don't think he's Malik Willis from last year, because Malik Willis was very much the example of a guy that Twitter liked way more than the GM did. But yeah. Anthony Richardson's a better prospect at this stage than he ever was.
I mean,
he doesn't fall below 10.
I don't think he's going below 10, yeah. Maybe Oakland?
Who?
I don't know. You think Oakland?
We got a team again. We got an extra team in Oakland.
Oh, Vegas, sorry. Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't really matter. This should be in Oakland, but, you know.
Yeah.
Say we got an expansion team in Oakland that we didn't know about.
A,
we know
one's, a sneaky one's Tennessee if they really want to get a quarterback to move on for Tannehill.
I'm watching them.
Bro, if you have Anthony Richardson and Derrick Henry in the same
backfield. They're so strange because they're very much on the timeline of they've gotten all they can out of this roster, but like they're still talented enough.
Marcus, if that happens and it works, I'm going to pray for you.
That would be sick.
Man. I got 69. I'm scared nobody. I got 69. I'm good.
No. If that works, you got to see them two twice a year.
They got to see 16 twice a year too.
You really want to see AR throw for 250 and run for another 150, and then Derrick Henry run for 150 as well?
Derrick Henry's going to be 40 by the time that happens. Derrick Henry does not have that much time left.
No, he doesn't. He has about, like I was telling my pop,
it's like 3-4 years.
3-4 years of being peak.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he's past his peak.
He's 29, has a lot of trans tires, had a bad foot injury 2 years ago. Well, yeah. It's getting there.
Well, is Tennessee's fault because, number one, they didn't get a guy that can spell him, but number two, they're making him carry the ball 50 times a game.
The funny thing is, they had a guy that could spell him like 2 years ago with Deontay Foreman.
They did.
Let him walk.
Now, Marcus, who would you say, like in your division, man? Who would you say this draft is most important for? Because I'm gonna go to Texans.
The Texans are gonna have. They need like two or three more drafts for it, even like a thought.
Right.
I probably say Tennessee because again, they're on a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're getting what they can out of that roster. They're like not blowing it up exactly yet, but it's getting there. But it's getting by that time.
Right.
Well, Rand Carthon is a smart guy, so
he's a smart dude. Like we know, he'll get them competitive. The Titans always find a way to be competitive.
And shout out to former Gator Rand Carthon. Look, I'm rooting for you. Glad he finally got the GM job. I mean, shout out to him. Former Gator.
Rooting for you, heavy man, except for two times a year. But other than that. Love you, dog.
Now,
thank you for being together, always. But the Colts,
that's who I'm looking at.
Colts.
They are. That's literally who I'm looking at.
I thought about it. Washington, I don't know, man.
I know they said Will Levis. I know they even thrown in CJ Stroud possibly.
That's dead.
Colts for AR because of, I've been saying it, Shane Steichen being the offensive coordinator for the Eagles last year, working with Jalen Hurts. You don't think he's looking at Anthony Richardson saying, that's a much better prospect with them kind of tools, even though he's a little raw. Ain't no telling. If I did what I did with Jalen Hurts, imagine what I could do with this guy. That's who I'm looking at. I say he falls no lower than 5 to maybe Seattle if he gets there. But I would not be surprised if the Colts took him at move, if they switched spots with Arizona and took him at 3. Or if they switch spots, they take him at 4.
Arizona's not trapping the quarterback. We know that. But the Colts are very much a roster that they're not as good as they probably think they are. Because the offensive line is kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor's great. Receivers aren't that good, though. Defense is just fine, and it's Gus Bradley coaching it. And Jim Mercy is still the owner at the end of the day, so God, who knows?
Jim Mercy is still the owner. I hope he ain't drinking no more.
That's like
You know he's still doing it.
that's like a 7-10 type team.
Right.
Pretty much, so. Just about, yeah.
And before we get off here, recruiting update real quick. They did have some visitors on campus, and the staff, right as of right now, they're out all over the country recruiting guys. So they're checking in on different prospects at different high schools there in Texas, Virginia, some here in Florida. They're going to Georgia. They're all over the place right now. So you're going to start hearing more names for the 2024 class and trying to get this class put together. So be on the lookout for some guys. Commitments are going to be coming up soon. I think Jordan Pryde may be committing soon. He did say late April, possibly early May. So that's one guy that within the next week or two I'm looking at.
Well, recruiting is going to be hot, man. You know, it gets hot around this time. So.
It's about almost summertime, too. So, you know, it's 7-on-7 season.
Yep.
Matter of fact, some have started already. And, you know, TJ Moore had a good 7-on-7 just recently, I believe, in Orlando. I think his 7-on-7 team was out there for a tournament. That's one of Florida's top targets at wide receiver. He did really well out there. So
I won't lie. 7-on-7 season, even when I played, that was the most fun time of high school football other than the actual season. Because you just screwing around. Like, you just – it's football without pads. It's fun. Put little things in, work some things out, figure out some chemistry. It's a nice little break in between, like, the summer workouts, which absolutely suck. Right. But they're necessary because you want to get better.
7-on-7 season was fun. Me, personally – I never forget, we went to Foley, and we played their 7-on-17. Like, the crazy thing was, 7-on-7, we played some of the best teams in Alabama. Got teams that went to state championships. We dominated them. We played another team here in Pensacola that was really good. We beat them in 7-on-7, but when the pads come on, all of a sudden, it's different. But we played Foley, and we were beating them. Like, just, we were scalping them.
Scalping is a crazy word, but yeah.
I remember
like my eighth grade year when I was two. We went to Colquitt County for a big
Oh tournament. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but we went to Colquitt for a tournament. We won that thing on the way.
Didn't you, bro, like any Duval or Florida Speed in a 7-on-7 in Georgia? You're gonna win.
Even high school, we had Luke Del Rio quarterback at the time, but like, we had like a lot of speed.
I wonder y'all won. But did y'all get any fights? Did y'all get in any fights with some teams?
Not really. It was actually pretty cool.
We did with Foley. We got to fight with Foley.
Oh my God! What? How?
What happened was like one of them dudes pushed one of my teammates. So I'm like, hold up a minute, this ain't going down. So I'm getting involved. A couple of us getting involved. Like, look, like we was, they stopped the game and just sat us there. Both coaches stopped us and everything, saying, like, hey, like, saying what we do around here. Like, we,
hey, man, y'all gotta be that. Y'all gotta chill.
Man, I remember we got in a fight, like,
you gotta chill.
I got in a fight in like eighth grade doing that shit. Or ninth grade. Oh, no, it was actually a little later. It was like 10th, 11th. Everybody was talking. We were winning by like 4 touchdowns. They just started talking, started getting chippy and shit. So, dude started talking to me. I'm like, ah, whatever, fuck it. And then I got a pick 6. I started going crazy.
With Rayshon Jenkins on.
GG. That's literally what it was. It was they tried to run crosses on. They tried to run scissors.
No, I didn't.
So I did the whole bait. I did the whole bait thing where like I kind of banned myself a little bit.
Mm.
Then like you know a high school quarterback, you just read their eyes. They're gonna take it right to the ball.
Yeah.
He tried to get the corner behind me, so I just flipped my hips real quick and I went, oh, give me that. Touchdown. Fastest I ever ran in my life.
Yo, y'all got any final thoughts when we get up out of here?
Oh, one final thought is, hey, man, shout out to our little brother, Hezzy Kent, for getting the offer from Florida.
Yes, sir.
Freshman, I'm proud of him, man. That's a little bro for sure. So y'all keep trying to recruit him on Twitter, bro.
Gerald.
What's up?
You know what to do.
Hey, man, we trying out here, man, but I just want him to be happy first and foremost.
Marcus, tell him what you tell me, what you were telling me about the logo, about trying.
Try harder.
We trying, man. We trying. He's really good friends with Elias Williams from Folks, and so
keep him away from him.
Yeah, he, you know,
stay away from him. Get a job.
he was waiting, man. He was like, you know, like, man, Florida taking a while, and then as soon as he got offered at the spring game, he actually called me and told me, and I was like, hey, man, congrats. So, yeah, man, he's definitely having a time of his life right now. Being a freshman, getting these offers.
You got to recruit him.
Yeah, man. We trying. We're going to see what he does. Because we need tight ends, man. We show him new tight ends.
Let him go to Georgia. You and Sauce, you on here too. Don't y'all let him go to Georgia.
Can't have it, bro. We can't have this man Hezzy going to Georgia.
He's not invited to the family cookouts and family reunions if he goes there. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think he liked UF, though. I think he liked UF, so. We're gonna see where we are in his recruitment. I think everything's up in the air. He's still a young kid, so he's just kind of like adjusting to having that attention.
Right. Final thought to me is baseball, get this bullpen fixed. Please get this figured out. And also, I want to see this football team take this summer and just continue to improve. Go out there every day whenever you got time off. Mm-hmm. Why work on things you need to work on?
Get close,
build that chemistry. Yeah. Quarterbacks, get out there with the tight ends and receivers and running backs. Build that chemistry. Just get it going because the quarterback, like, Mertz is new. He's going to be the guy. And be on the lookout for a quarterback to be added to that room real soon.
Yep.
So be on the lookout for that. But get out there, get with these skill position players, build that chemistry. And when fall camp comes and the season starts, y'all already got it. Y'all already there.
Yeah, man. For sure. Marcus, you got any final thoughts, man?
Quarterbacks, please don't suck.
Until
fall camp.
Good in that.
And also, last final thought. Tonight we had, you know, 1K viewers. I retweeted. I don't be on Twitter as much anymore, y'all. You know, I'm trying to focus in on things like going on in my personal life and just kind of self-evaluate myself, which has been going pretty great. I appreciate all the messages I've been getting on Twitter and all the support and the love, man. Appreciate y'all. Salute y'all. I'm going to try to get on there and, you know, let y'all know whenever we go live. We'll try to retweet it more, try to post more stuff on our personal page, which is the
we got to get more clips out there.
Yeah, man, like video clips and then breakdowns and things like that. So
we be having some gems and we won't be clipping them. We got to start doing that. And yeah. We all know, Jerry, we all backslide, so I get it.
Yeah, man.
It's like that. Life is just, you know,
I'm working on my
way.
it gets tough, man, but you got to keep pushing, bro. If I had to tell anybody, you know, hearing this or watching this, focus on yourself, bro. Continue to build yourself, build your brand, and get out there. Get out there for sure.
Yeah, focus on yourself first before you can focus on anything else or anybody else.
Yeah, like, man, I'm worried about these kids' recruitments, and I got some stuff to be focusing on myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, it's all good, though.
Like, do better, people. Don't be focused on kids' recruitment as 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Get some rest.
These are kids waiting to go, trying to go to school on the bus, and you worry about their recruitment.
Like, yeah, man. Take care of your mind.
Don't y'all got jobs?
Take care of your mind, man. Take care of your chicken.
Get to
your job.
y'all fired all of a sudden.
Man, they're remote, bro. Not too much.
Facts. And don't be on here. Don't be on Instagram, Twitter, arguing and all that mess, bro. Life's too short for
that. We don't need no more BB and Temeculas. We don't need no more silks anymore.
For real, man. We gotta be better than that as people. But yeah, man, that's pretty much my final thoughts, man. Appreciate y'all for coming on. Again, 1K views is the most we had in a long time. So
yeah. Appreciate y'all for support, bro. We got the song, by the way. Well, Jerry's you because you went on last week.
All right, let me see. Song of the week, man. Song of the week. Let's see what we got here.
No, Jerry, we will not play Barbie Girl. Just kidding.
I'm a Barbie Girl. Christ, what did I say?
Let's do After Party by Don Toliver.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Takes you back to a wild time. I'll say that much.
That was crazy.
For better or for worse.
But with that, this has been another great episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. For Anthony Beck, Jerry Brown, and Marcus Davis, we're going to leave you as we always. Oh. First of all, let everybody know where they can follow y'all.
So, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at JBreezyII. You know, I have a backup at IamBreezyII on Twitter. You can follow that as well if you want trolling at some point. And JLamar_II is for my Instagram.
Oh, kill the music real quick.
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn it.
MD and Trollology.
That's right. That's all right.
Yes, sir. So Marcus Davis 904 on Twitter. Y'all already know. I have a burner account that I will not be telling you what it is.
It's an AEW account.
Nope. It's a music account.
Oh, so really? Well, really, you want me to put you on with Capitol Records?
Hey, man.
I get his own now.
Hey, man, if they offer the contract, let me get enough of them stuff.
Hey, you want to sign? Hey, look.
No, I got an account somewhere. It's dedicated to one of my favorite players as a child.
I'll be on Twitter at @xwave1, Instagram at @xwave1, ladies. You can follow the podcast page on Twitter at @inside_swamp and on Instagram at @inside_athletics. That we're gonna leave you as we always do. God bless, go Gators. Stay safe out there. Tell your loved ones that you love them. Tell your loved ones that you love them.
Yep.
Make sure you check on them every day. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your chicken. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands, Marcus.
With a bar dial, or Irish Spring, or Axe, or Dove, whatever that you use.
Whatever you use.
Wash your nasty, stank asses.
And don't forget your Vaseline.
There you go. Don't forget your Vaseline either. And you have chat loose.
That's Cocoa Butter.
Hey, Cocoa Butter too.
All of it, man. We need all of it.
Don't forget your oils also.
All the black people that are watching, you better
my
be
dog.
If all the black folks watching, you better
that Vivo, that for your beard, man.
He on it, man. He on it.
Link me to that. I might need to get that. You might have to link me to that.
Grow it out, bro. Grow it out.
Like
Rick Ross. Now, by the way, Rick Ross, stop telling Don Levy he can work at Wingstop, man.
Oh, it's no.
Relevant. He could be in a management position somewhere.
No. Come on, man.
But I'm about to get out of here, y'all. We're about to get out of here. It's been a great pod tonight. So,
yeah, y'all be blessed out there. We'll see y'all again next week.
Yup.